The topic of today's podcast is Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out.
I'm Joe. I think when we look at this step that we're really getting to some of the meat of Al-Anon, a lot of things go through my mind. One is that we say we're not a religious program, but we are a spiritual program. And step 11 really points that out to us. Another thing that struck me was that the very first word is sought, and that involves or appears to me to imply that there would be some effort on our part. We are not just sitting around and waiting for our higher power to contact us, but we're proactive, if you will. We are out seeking conscious contact with the God of our understanding, with the person or thing that we call our higher power. We're seeking that through two main methods, prayer and meditation. Some people will talk about that as prayer being more talking and meditation being more listening. I don't know if that's an accurate definition of the words, but it's something that I really seem to like. That seems to strike a chord with me. I think we have a responsibility to ourselves to keep seeking our higher power. And then we talk in this step about praying for knowledge of His will and the power to carry that out. It's so always so interesting how the steps fit together. And when we look at the powerlessness that we come face to face with in step one, and as we work those first three steps with often a great deal of effort, we think and just really are confronted with how powerless we are. And here we're saying we want to know the will of our higher power, but we recognize that we need His strength and His helping us in order to carry that will out. Again, as often you'll hear comments in meetings, and I'm struck again tonight with how this is so obviously in the right order, that we don't start off with this, that the steps really are put together. We owe the people who went before us so much, and that's one thing I always appreciate is the effort that went into this, not only in placing in order, but in the choosing of every word. So as we have gone through 10 of the previous steps, working our way towards maybe our first time of going through this, we come to step 11. And I think there's a lot of peace in this step. I think as we work this step, we can just increase in knowledge of our higher power, knowledge of His will, and knowledge of ourselves. Thanks for listening.
This is Kathy. The step 11 to me, it brings such serenity to me when I read it. After working the first 10 steps, I come to this step and I just have a time to think, to stop, and think about what my higher power means to me. I have a really wonderful relationship now with God that I got through working the Al-Anon steps. Before I came into Al-Anon, I knew there was a God. I was brought up with a God, but it wasn't my God. In Al-Anon, I found my higher power, and He's helped me through so many things. It's just wonderful. Right now, we're going through some hard times in our family life, and when I think of this step, and I can stop, and I can pray, and I can wait for answers, and He helps me to move through my day, and there are times when I just feel so helpless. When I think about my higher power, I ask, what do you want me to do? How do I go about? Sometimes I just listen, and I know He'll put the answers in front of me. I just have to be patient. So I just feel so thankful and so special that I have a higher power. And I come back to this step over and over, of course, like we all do. And every time I think about how serene it makes me feel and how wonderful it is to have a higher power. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm very grateful to be participating this evening. This is an everyday step for me. And as I first came into the program, I had a very difficult time with the concept of God. I didn't grow up in a family that spent a lot of time talking about God, and so this was a hard part for me. And through time, one of the ways that I have gotten in touch with a higher power is being able to see God through other people. Nowadays, I see God a lot through working with my sponsees and working with my sponsor. And so pretty much every day I have contact with other people in the program, and that centers me. With this step, I get to take a moment and just listen to my higher power. And my sponsor always says, you know, make sure you're listening for the right thing. Make sure you're asking God for what God wants and not what you want, which is sometimes a hard thing. I think that this step, along with giving us a touchstone to our higher power on a daily basis, is also, for me, the step that gives me a feeling of trust. And I trust in a higher power, and I get that trust through a higher power from other people in the program, because I found people in the program that I could trust. I lived with a raging alcoholic, and it was very, very difficult to find a feeling of trust. And working the steps, and particularly coming onto step 11, was what gave that to me. And I'm extremely grateful for them. And I'm also extremely grateful to work these steps with my sponsees. And when we get to step 11, I don't know, I think some of our best discussions come out of this step and how we perceive our higher powers. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Lil. Step 11 happens to be one of my favorite steps. When I first came into a program, I know my prayers were quite different from today. One thing that I have learned, is that every time I go through the steps, I learn a little bit more. I get a little bit more depth, a little bit more understanding of myself and the God of my understanding. And, you know, I'm grateful that one of the things I learned from this step is that serenity is not freedom from the storm, but serenity is peace amid a storm. And how we find, or at least I find, that peace in the storm is through prayer and meditation. Knowing that I can get the power to carry things out through God's will, I've, you know, learned to really trust and know that God always has my back, and that is such a wonderful feeling. And I've learned to also, you know, get the answers. Sometimes I like to joke that you don't listen to the voices in your head, you just listen to the voice. And sometimes God's answer is yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's wait and see. And the wait and see has always been one of the most amazing gifts I've ever gotten compared to the yes and no's. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 11 in Al-Anon.